Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
And my guests are Gary Mustang, Mel Delbridge, and Fred Heskett from Sugar High Theatricals. Gary, old friend, has been acting in the area for over 40 years. Mm. How many performances total? You said you used to keep the playbills for all your shows, and then when your grandmother died, she gave you the rest of them.
Yeah, my mom had the whole stack of them that were like all, you know, tied together.
How many performances?
I have been in close to 150 shows.
Wow.
I don't have the exact number, but it's around 150. And I've directed about 40 shows. And so, you know, and there were times through the years when I would do only one show a year. And then there were times when I would do seven shows a year.
Yeah. By the way, how did you get an amazing, is it seamstress for men? What if you know how to sew and you're a man, what's it called?
I guess a tailor.
A tailor, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did that come with being in performances and having to fix things really quick? And
yeah, well, the first thing I ever made or sewed was when I was 12 years old. I made a clown costume. Now, I know clowns are getting a bad rap these days.
You still perform as a clown sometimes.
Well, sometimes. Yeah. Not very often. But, you know, I loved clowns.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything in my room was a clown. And I had a friend, Mike Switzer, and we would, on our tape recorder, do a show called the Happy the Clown Show. And I was Happy the Clown, and he played all of the different audience members. And so, you know, I had this whole character worked up from Happy the Clown. And so when I was 12, I thought, I'm going to make a Happy the Clown costume. And
you had no idea how, necessarily.
Oh, not really. No, yeah. I didn't. And my mother gave me some sheets that I could use as fabric, and I bought some dye and buttons, and I sewed it all by hand. And so that was the very first thing that I made, but it was kind of
you loved doing it, obviously.
Yes, and it was kind of a shadow of things yet to come, because the next several things that I made were costumes, you know. And when I was in high school, I started, you know, sewing costumes and, you know, making different outfits and stuff. And so that's really how I got an interest in sewing, was because of costume.
It's kind of a great one-up to have, to be a performer and a good performer and also have that talent.
Well, when I worked at Zellmer's Dinner Theater, they always wanted you to put in so much tech work. And the what most people did was they would come and help paint or build sets or something like that. And I said to him, would it be okay if I worked on costumes?
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah. And they really didn't have anybody to do it. And so that was my tech work, was working on costumes. I did a lot of dresses for Mel and my own costumes.
And so, but besides performing and working with District 205, your business is A Needle Pulling Thread.
Yes.
And I've always wondered, I see the name, I walk by, used to be here on Simmons, now you're in Weinberg, right?
Right, Weinberg Arcade.
Where did the name come from?
Well, when I was trying to figure out what to name it, Zach Grimm, a good friend of mine, who's off at college now, but he and I were trying to brainstorm, and I kept saying, I want something theatrical, but, you know, something yet that's kind of, you know, about sewing, obviously.
Yeah.
And so we just threw around all these different names, and I finally said, what about A Needle Pulling Thread, you know, from The Sound of Music.
Ah.
You know.
Is it a line in the song?
Yeah. It's, yeah, you know, doe a deer, a female deer. And then there's so a needle pulling thread.
And there you go.
Yeah. And so that's where the song came from. And one of my workers, Eleanor Kelly, who worked for me for all of her years in high school, went to Austria, and she saw where they filmed you know,
the
Sound of Music, and she brought me back a little thimble that said The Sound of Music on it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You probably have that in the shop somewhere.
I do. Yeah. It's in my shop.
That's great. Where are you at in the Weinberg Arcade?
I'm on the third floor at the end of the hallway, and, you know, I've kind of taken a little step back the last couple of months, and I haven't been sewing as much, and just for personal reasons. And so I'm just about ready to start taking on more jobs and working more. And so my new hours are going to be Tuesday through Saturday, which is kind of the way I used to do it when I was just down this road here from you.
Yeah.
So I'll be closed on Sundays and Mondays. And obviously I work at the high school, and so I will be open from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock, Tuesday through Friday, and then on Saturdays, 10 to 1.
Any tailor needs to search Gary Mustang on Facebook, friend him, and say, I've got to have this sewed. I got to have this fixed or hemmed, and make him busy. But you're already, you stay, you're lucky in that way. You stay pretty busy.
Very busy. Yeah. It's always very busy.
And well, and you know all the folks in the arts, and they need costumes.
They do. They need costumes. And, you know, and I've done a lot of, you know, fun, wild costumes for people. You know, this guy came to me, you know, just like a week before Halloween. He says, can you make a Roger Rabbit costume? And he brought a picture in, and I said, okay.
That's
and
great.
It turned out really neat.
You probably helped him win a bunch of cash at a bunch of bars.
And his wife was Jessica Rabbit, and they were really
That's
cute.
Great.
Yeah. And, you know, then I had a friend who did his daughter got married. It was a Halloween wedding, and so everybody was dressed up in costume, and so that was fun to do that. So I've done some fun costumes, but mostly it's hemming pants and jeans, and jackets, shortening sleeves, or you know, taking waists in, that sort of thing. And we also do a lot of gowns, bridal gowns, and dance gowns for dances at the high school, things like that.
Too. Yeah. Gary Mustaine, that's the voice of Gary Mustaine, been acting in the area for over 40 years. Worked at Carl Sandburg College for 21 years, in the adult learning department, is that correct?
I started in fine arts, and then I ended up in the adult learning center. I was the coordinator at the end of the adult learning center.
Yeah, because you got to have a real job, right, Mel? Because acting doesn't pay.
It doesn't.
Well, it can.
It can.
You know, when I was doing dinner theater, you know, I probably made as much money as I did at Sandburg.
Yeah.
At that time. And so it was like I had two full-time jobs.
Or owning your own theatrical company.
Yeah.
Which you got to grow and you got to stick with, right
now? Exactly, yeah. I mean, and I think it's a little bit different now. Like in the 90s, you could make a living doing theater. And I did a little bit in the aughts. But yeah, these days you got to have a second job. And I think it also helps if it's not your only source of income, you can keep it kind of special.
Yeah.
Where if it's your job, then you start to treat it like a job, and you don't love it as much. So
Mel and Fred, you'll see them at Sugar High Theatricals. They run the joint. They're in the plays. They're in the performances. And they're without a home right now, trying to find one. As Mel said earlier, living like gypsies.
Mm-hmm.
And not just the New Year's Eve show at Northgate Lanes, which is going to be just performances across the board. But there's Christmas shows coming up.
There's a Christmas show coming up. Yeah, December's always hopping for us because we always do a Christmas show. This is our fourth year in a row of doing a Christmas show.
Yeah.
And so this year we decided to do a theme of Christmas in the country. So we're focusing on country and gospel music this year. We always end our show with a caroling section where we encourage the audience to sing along, and we do all those traditional carols. But this year we're so excited. We have a giant cast of 11 people. Mm. We've got some of the really amazing voices that Galesburg has to offer this year. We've got Bobby Dillard joining us. Mm-hmm. We've got Lindsay Bailey joining us. She's got that soaring soprano. She performs with groups all
over. Bobby Dillard, he's got one of the, along with you, Gary, I'm not just blowing sunshine, one of the just reading voices.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She speaks.
Yeah. It's just
great.
When he talks, and when he sings, and we were rehearsing the other night, and I said, Bobby, your voice makes me want to write an entire 50s show for you, and he's like, could you? And I'm like, yes, and I will.
That's he played the plant in Audrey 2 in Little Shop of Horrors for me when I directed that.
That's awesome.
He was great.
Yeah, and we've got, our regular fantastic cast that works with us with every show. We've got Samantha Carr's beautiful voice and Aaron Darling and Matt Newman and of course Fred. And then for this show, we also pulled in Jenna Johnson, who does local theater, also is joining us. Olivia Sims and Grace Robbins, our younger cast members, are joining us, and we're going to stick them with a lot of the dance. And then we were lucky enough to get Katie Folkenroth, who does a lot of Peoria theater and sings with local jazz groups in Peoria. She's my niece, so that was my in to get her into the show. But she's in between shows right now because she just got back from being at Disney in Florida. So We've got her for the show, too.
Where do the Christmas performances take place?
We've got two shows at the Bowling Alley on Henderson. Those are going to be December 14th. That's a Thursday. Northgate.
Northgate Lanes.
You said the bowling. I just wanted to say the name.
That one is going to be Thursday night, and the show's at 7:30. Doors open at 7, and we're also doing a Sunday matinee because we know some of our regular customers don't like to drive after dark, so we finally were able to get them a daytime show, so we're doing that one. Doors will open at 1:30 and show's at 2, and that's on Sunday the 17th. And then on December 16th, we're doing a show at Sewingataha Country Club, and that one's going to be performed as dinner theater. So doors will open at 5. You'll come in, get your food served, and as soon as everybody's got their plate, we're going to start singing. So
and just search Sugar High Theatricals on Facebook, like them, and then you're going to get an invite to these shows.
Yeah, and you get all the info there.
Yep, that's great. Fred Heskett is also here, works with Sugar High Theatrics and also Theatricals and also Mary DeMille. Is it easier for you to call you out on performances when things aren't going so hot because you're married to her? Does she do it?
We like to have our little powwow session after we get in the car and we're on our way home. Okay, so what happened here? What happened here? This didn't work, but this did. This really worked, and this didn't. And, you know, it's just a constant, never-ending talking session at the end of every performance.
Good partnership, though, going on.
Oh, yeah. She pretty much handles 90% of the workload. I'm the one that kind of just sets up and makes sure we have lights and sound.
Yeah, and sing and start acting when she says action.
And get up there and sing, yeah. Fred. Okay.
Well, thank you guys for being here, and I hope those...
Well, thank you.
And the big show on New Year's Eve at Northgate Lanes goes
gonna
well.
Yeah, it's going to
be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Gary will be singing in that. It's kind of across the board. Kind of a variety show, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely variety show. Yeah. All kinds of music.
We're probably going to try a little improv.
And we're even going to do, improv. We started an improv team this year, so we're going to do a little bit of that on New Year's so folks can get a taste of that.
Gary, you'll sing a Frank Sinatra song, and I want to get back to this. I want to end with this.
Mm-hmm.
40 years of acting.
Yeah.
Top three performances. You really know?
Yeah,
you really
I do.
Know them?
I do. I do. You know,
150 plays.
150 plays, and my three, I'd say, favorite roles are Captain Hook in Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Applegate in Damn Yankees, and Joe Keller in All My Sons.
How many times do you know? How many times? Several playing all three of those characters?
I've done All My Sons twice.
Yeah.
And the other two, I've only done once each. You know, so I'm open to anybody who wants to do that.
Well, with the kids. kept playing Captain Hook just because with the kids, and that's a challenging role, or you just get to be someone completely different?
I have to admit that it was one of the first big musical roles that I ever took on that I sang.
Yeah.
And I sang myself crazy, you know, getting ready for it. And I started to lose my voice for it because I was so uptight about, you know, I wanted to be perfect.
Yeah.
And so I worked and worked and worked on it. So
on the Orpheum stage?
It was on the Orpheum. Yeah. So those are my favorite. Now, of course, I also loved playing Noah in 2x2, and Mel directed that two summers ago, and I've done that one twice.
Was he great, Mel?
Of course, yeah.
Of course.
He was fantastic. That was the only reason I had enough guts to direct that show, was I was like, okay, well,
when he's on
Gary's
stage, you feel confident.
Yes, yeah.
And I loved that role because there was so much comedy, but there was so much drama in it, too.
You know? Yeah.
There
were both things. It's a touching show.
It is very touching, but it's funny, too.
In 2018, any shows coming up, Gary? You know,
no.
He and I are going to argue about this. But,
there'll be arm wrestling
later.
But
I have him tapped for a Neil Simon show in the summer. I just have to talk him into it.
Directing?
No, I want you to. We'll talk.
It's a one act, Gary.
It's not very much lines. You'll want to do it.
Search Sugar High Theatricals on Facebook and find out all about their holiday performances coming up. Mel and Fred, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
A Needle Pulling Thread. Gary will start towards the beginning of the year, really getting into full gear on doing Taylor projects.
Yeah.
And Gary, thanks for being here today. Appreciate it very much. Great to see you.
You too.
All right. It's 9:01, Galesburg Live. Thanks to my guests this morning, Gary, Mel, and Fred, and John Taylor in the first hour from Cambridge. 901 on 93.7 FM. Have a great Saturday, and thanks for being with WGIL.